Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, do you know a military member or veteran you'd like to salute? Well, Gun World of South Florida and 560 The Joe WQAM are honoring military heroes. Go to WQAM.com and enter your nomination on the form, and we'll send out a salute on the show every Wednesday and Friday. For the best local shooting facility, visit Gun World of South Florida. They also offer classes for beginners. Gun World of South Florida, located at South Powerline Road in Deerfield Beach.
All right, Zach. We got, as we've been saying all morning, actually got a pretty busy weekend here. NASCAR's all the drivers are in town for what should be a fun race with a few fans back. Not everybody, but we will have some for the Dixie Vodka 400 this weekend down in Homestead. And, of course, at Hard Rock, Canelo Alvarez will be fighting. Thank Vic for coming on, joining us for a few minutes. Talk a little bit about that. And the Heat. Got the best show in the NBA in town tonight. Utah Jazz off to a great start at 26-6. And the Panthers will be back in action this weekend as well after playing three games in 4 days. So we'll have Coach Q join us coming up here in this 8 o'clock hour. The other stories coming out here this morning, besides the Panthers' unbelievable win after scoring three goals after being shut out for damn near two full games, and in the last 6 minutes scored three goals to get a 3-2 win. Unbelievable comeback last night by them. So Coach will join us, as I said, for all that stuff. But the quarterback story has really been unbelievable. Russell Wilson. So somebody got to help read into this, because I know media, we're great at, you know, kind of like, what does he really mean? So Russell Wilson's agent comes out and says, hey, he wants to stay with the Seahawks. He has not requested a trade, but if you do trade me, these are four teams that he would sign off on: the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears. Now, how in the hell am I supposed to read into that with one of the best quarterbacks, 32-year-old quarterback, never missed a friggin' game, when he says, but if you do, and if you are thinking about trading me, let me just give it to you up front, because I'm controlling where I'm going. If you do it, make sure you call the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears, and that's it.
I like the fact that he doesn't want to be traded, hasn't demanded a trade yet, already has his four teams set if they do. It's pretty specific, you know, four teams you have there for somebody who does not want to be traded and wants to be with his teammates.
That is a open can of worms for sure, right. And whatever has happened and all the reports, and Russell wants to be more involved, and he's been kind of blown off by Pete Carroll and all the other stuff. And I just – meanwhile, they said the whole NFL's called, like, hey, just wanted to give you a call. I know it looks like he's got his four teams, but are you thinking about trading him? We'd be interested too, you know, and why not? The guys – I don't know where you rank Russell Wilson, and this goes back to Deshaun Watson. I don't know where you rank him, but they're at the top.
Whatever. They have to be.
You get one of those. And Seattle's smart enough, like the Texans. Like, these guys, they're hard to find. And if you don't believe it, look at what's going on right now with damn near half the NFL trying to upgrade the quarterback. We've already had three trades, or a couple of trades that gave you three frontline quarterbacks or perceived frontline quarterbacks. And then all the other stuff that's going on out there. So I don't know how to read into Russell Wilson, who looked like the perfect company guy. I mean, he got called a lot of names when it looked like he was kind of in with the organization on everything. And some of the guys on the defense thought he wasn't one of the guys. And there was some names called and everything else. He just looks like he's been the perfect corporate quarterback. He and all of a sudden he's like, nah. Tired of watching these Super Bowls. He did look miserable sitting next to the commissioner.
He did, right? He did.
He did not look happy being early, out early in the playoffs for that. So I don't know how to read into the Russell Wilson one. I, I, I have no idea. I do know how good he is. I know Seattle knows how good he is. And as he asked for so much, that are you really that pissed off? If you are, you got a problem in Seattle, that he's coming to you wanting to be more involved and trying to give you more information and maybe acting like a coach or a GM a little bit. Because the other side of it is, and I always say this, well, you get one of those real special guys, they are a little bit more involved, or they should
right.
be.
And they want to be. Right.
And it just seems like it's one of the things, whether you're 25, 32, or 37 in Green Bay, just seems to me they want to just stroke me a little bit more with decisions that are going on, because I know and you know that I'm a franchise quarterback. And I don't know if Russell really wants out or if he's just screaming for a little love right now. I don't.
What do you think what do you think he'd be screaming for at this point outside of wanting to have more say in fixing the offense? Because that's where this whole thing kind of started, according to the Athletic's article. That, you know, it was right before that Thursday night game against Arizona when he came in and said, "I have ideas how to fix the offense," and he was dismissed. Kind of like, okay, thanks, Russell. You know, we'll talk to you later. Like, what do you think he wants? It's not like one of these where, you know, you're kind of angling for more money because some other quarterback just got a better contract than you did, and you want to be higher paid than that. But what's the angle? What's the end game here if there is an issue with him and the head coach?
Well, let's go to this. First of all, they got rid of the offensive coordinator, right? Offensive coordinator, yes. I believe, they let him go. So let's start with that. If that was an issue for one side or the other, he's gone. So they've got somebody new. Usually, quarterback's got a lot of input on game plan. So I don't think this has to do with game plan. May have to do with philosophy, like Pete wants to run the ball more and throw less. Like, Russ, I'm glad you're trying to win an MVP. Well, we got to get our friggin' running game going, because I think we're a lot better and you'll be better if we can get more of a running game going. I think the other problem is the personnel to do the things that everybody wants to do. And this kind of goes with all these guys. I need certain guys, and we're not seeing it the same way, what our priorities are as far as offensive linemen, as far as Aaron Rodgers, more weapons instead of a right. backup quarterback. And things like this seem to – and getting rid of – for Deshaun, getting rid of some really good players that he was throwing to. I'm sure that one still pops up as the guy's playing in Arizona now and really good. But this is kind of, man, this is
a weird one.
Well, so I look at the quarterbacks in the NFL, the really good ones, and they're watching the NBA, and they're saying, you know what? I need a little more say. Plus, look at Tom Brady, friggin' Tom Brady. And you know they're all saying the same thing. I know I'm better than Tom Brady. Tom Brady got 7 rings, and he's really good, but I know I can move around better. I can throw it, if not, I know I can throw it as good, but I think I can throw it better. And he's the one winning all these rings. And then his coach basically comes out and says, yeah, I just turned everything over to Tom. I realize, what am I doing? He knows what the hell he's doing. He's the only one. I've never won anything. He's winning all these rings. And let's be honest, Tom Brady was able to bring in basically all the guys that scored touchdowns in a Super Bowl. Those are his guys, like disgruntled
Rob
guys
Gronkowski,
coming in.
Gronk coming
back. Yeah, I'll come back. I'll come back and play with you, Tom. And two guys that have been a bit of a problem in Jacksonville and a bit of, you know, I mean, AB, we did a show one day, you think he'll ever play again. And pretty good coming back. And that goes right back to Tom Brady. So you don't think these other guys are looking at some of this saying, well, they all have one. Only thing they have in common, most of them have one Super Bowl championship in the case of Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. But Deshaun hadn't won anything. He's been to playoffs. But there's Tom Brady, who can't move around at all. The rest of these guys run for 300 to 500 yards every year, and Tom's just in the pocket. And so there's got to be frustration, especially when he comes out and Bruce Arians says, yeah, man, Tom's running what he wants to run. He knows everything a lot better than we do. He knows how to win. You don't think that sticks with the rest of those guys? Like, wow.
I'm sure.
Friggin' Tom Brady is in Tampa Bay friggin' basically telling his coordinator and his head coach what he wants to do and who he wants to do it with. And I can't even friggin' get an extra lineman or a receiver. It's got to be a little frustration.
Yep. And, so, and remember, Seattle doesn't have a first-round pick this year to even invest in an offensive lineman, you know, first round.
So. Jamal Adams took care of all their picks, man. Their first-round picks. So this will be an interesting one. But you can sit back and for the some of you are going to go, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, shut up. You got your two of the highest paid guys in football. Shut up and just play. Whoever they put out there, you just play. And there are a lot of guys going, okay.
That doesn't work anymore, right?
No. You see how many teams are telling them, you guys keep telling them to shut up and play. We're going to check in to see what it's going to cost to get both of them so we can upgrade and get one of those guys because they're really hard to find right now. It's actually one of the hardest things to find in professional sports. You know, you talk about guys that can score goals in hockey and guys that are, you know, really good scorers in the NBA and finding a baseball player can hit for power and hit for average and finding quarterbacks. It's amazing. We got a lot of good, got a lot of average quarterbacks.
But franchise quarterbacks.
Finding those real special dudes. Right, short, right. Tall. They're really hard to find, and there's a lot of teams that just don't know if they have that guy or not right now. Just don't know. That's why I asked you about Dak Prescott. I'm just curious whether you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, because Dak's still arguing with Jerry Jones over money coming off this broken ankle. So Dak Prescott, and I think he's a good player. I'm not ready to put him in that elite club where he wants to get paid. I mean, he'd go for whatever they'll pay you, but.
Well, what do you pay him then? If you don't pay him like an elite quarterback, why would he stick around? Look at all the other guys getting paid like elite quarterbacks around the league, whether they're elite or not. I don't think Jared Goff's elite, but he's getting paid like an elite quarterback.
Yeah. We should learn from that one. And Carson Wentz, we should learn from that
one. Right, right. But how do you pay Dak less than that? Don't you think he's better than both those guys?
Yes, I do think he's better than
both. So you can't pay him $1 less than that?
Would you give him $40 million a year?
You're going to have to.
I don't know, man.
You're going to go with DiNucci next year?
No.
Andy Dalton?
You got to get somebody, Zach. I'm not disagreeing with that part. You can't go with those guys. I wasn't saying that.
But you can't let Dak just walk.
Not going to, but they're probably going to get this worked out. But it is amazing that, I mean, Dak hasn't really won anything when he's played. I just listened to this argument last night, and I think he's good. But I don't know, man. There's such a shortage of him. He's in a great situation. I would agree.
Yes, he is.
So anyway, hey, we'll go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. 305-567-0560. Meanwhile, Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo are going, where in the hell are we going to end up, man?
Right.
Our teams keep telling us we're the quarterback, but they sure aren't acting like it right now, making it really hard. I'll tell you who won't make it hard on you. This weekend. I know. I'm saying this weekend, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The rates to refinance are still under 3, but I want you to hurry. I want you to hurry and call Michael Kotze. How about this? Call Michael Kotze this weekend at Choice Mortgage. When you're sitting around and you're going, oh, we got to refinance. And you're going, oh, but it's not Monday through Friday, the banks. And no. And by the way, you know what else, Michael Kotze? Not only is he going to work with you this weekend or today, but he also is going to get you approved a lot faster, about half the time of the big banks. Still going to get you the best rates. And if your credit score is taking a hit, which a lot of it over the last 9 or 10 months, a lot of people have had to do different things with their money and have taken a little hit on their credit score. Michael Kotze says, give me a call. I'm not scared of that. I want to work with you, man. I'm going to find some creative ways to help you get approved. And for people out there that have been renting or ready to buy because they know money's cheap right now, do it with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. There's a lot of you just don't want to deal with banks right now. Well, you got Michael Kotze, man. You got Michael Kotze, and he is going to take really good care of you. He's been in business since 1994. AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Here's his number. I want you to call or text him. His name's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, in case you don't write this down. Call or text him, 561 561- 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 for any questions you might have. Your man is Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. All right, we are back. We're just talking about Frisbee Golf. You want to say anything to me there, Woody? Come on.
I still don't – I'm not buying it. I know a lot of people have texted in that it's played on courses.
I just saw it on TV is the only reason I knew, and I saw a guy talking about our rounds of golf are down, and this is a good way for us to pick up.
People running around on a course with Frisbees?
Yeah, I'd rather get hit with a Frisbee than a golf ball.
I just can't imagine, like, it takes long enough as is to play around a golf. Like, I can't imagine driving up to a tee box and seeing four guys with Frisbees standing in the tee box. That would be a situation.
Yeah, but I don't think they would let golfers and Frisbee people the same time so on
when,
the golf course.
When do they play?
I don't know how they do it, Woody, but I'm just telling you.
What, do they get out there 3 in the morning?
All right, now
they play night rounds, and you're like, come on.
Well, there's not lights on golf course. You're just a bad guy. Anyway, Zach, what do we got coming in? 305-567-0560.
They do have glow-in-the-dark Frisbees.
Okay, maybe they do.
I happen to know. I own one. Right. So you could play at night.
Of course you have them. Some country clubs set up foot golf courses, and disc golf is played at the parks. Is Hollywood ever right about anything? Frisbee golf played in a golf course. Always talking down to you guys. Knows nothing. Big dummy. There is an actual golf course, and I played it in Central Florida. It's on an actual golf course. Hollywood's always wrong. You should play in a golf course. He's a dum-dum. Go to Orange Brook. They do it there. Frisbee golf has its own courses at certain parks. They throw it now into those chain baskets. Definitely not played on regular golf courses, though.
See, that guy gets it. That's what it is. It's throwing in those chain things, right? Like parks. Why would you want to play Frisbee golf at a golf course?
Orange Brook.
Like, you don't need a fairway for Frisbee golf.
I played Orange Brook a lot. You know where Orange Brook is? Right off there in Hollywood, just off the freeway.
You played what?
Played regular golf in a charity event, so I've been over there.
That's where Twan's golf tournament
that's
used
where
to be
Twan's event yeah. used to be. You're right.
I'd love to see you play around a golf because I imagine your frustration is just way too high.
That's why I don't play. Woody, I mean, Woody, I don't play.
Do you melt down out there? Like,
oh, if I'm
you just
playing
can't
bad,
take it?
If I'm playing bad and I'm playing for money because of ego, yeah, it's a bad combo.
You got to do this thing I did the last time out. I played a couple weeks ago. I did this best ball thing. It's great. I had a couple of guys who knew how to play and my little foursome there. And
that's been around.
It's real easy because you don't have to hit any good shots.
Would hate to break it to you. It's been around a long time. Scrambles and
I just found out about it. And it was a great play.
Tell Hollywood.
Hate to break it to you. My God, man. It's like you're getting out of the house for the first time. Tell me, hey, you ought to see this new thing. They use the best ball of the four of us, and it's a great way to play. Like, yeah, it's been around for a long time, bro. Most charity events, that's what they do.
I mean, it's great. That? Like, they handed me a beer after one of the holes, and we get up to the next one, and, like, these guys get up, and they hit the ball 300 yards down the middle, and I'm sitting there drinking a beer. I go, hey, like,
most guys drink
you guys
beer.
Need me to hit here? I just sit this out. I go, no, just don't even hit.
It's all brand new stuff, Zach. He's just all
I didn't know.
New.
I'm like, I'm just sitting
I'm
in the
just
cart,
sitting here
and I
listening.
Get to drive up and hit an approach shot, which –
that's great.
I can't hit that either very well, but
that's great. That's great, Woody. What else you got coming in there, Zach?
Hollywood is stupid. Hollywood didn't make up any of the stuff with the golf courses, and he said also they have Frisbee golf at Orangewood right on the fairway. It sucks for the golfers out there. Someone said it's not the same course at country clubs. They have separate land sometimes for disc golf.
Okay.
Markham Park has Frisbee golf. The cages are to the side of the greens, and yes, they play at the same time on most courses. How you about that?
I would never. Some poor Frisbee guy catching somebody's slice, 220-yard slice in the head. That would
poor Frisbee guy. Yeah, I got to stand here while some guy in board shorts is fishing his Frisbee out of the sand or into the water. Like, I mean, come on. By the way, what happens if you throw the thing in the water? You going after it?
Maybe have a bag full of Frisbees.
You better, because you got a big problem.
I mean, I go through a lot of golf balls in a round, like at least a dozen.
Something tells me you're the guy that takes the
pole. The range balls?
No, that takes the pole and sits there and tries to get your ball for like 20 minutes and holds up like 16 groups behind you. Are you that guy?
No, I move very quickly. If I hit it out of play, I just keep moving. But I do play with range balls. I thought that's what you were getting at.
Nope, didn't even bring that
I step up to the tee with range balls because I usually do hit the ball out of play.
All right.
And I prefer just not to
look
for it.
We're learning a lot about you, Woody, but Woody just found out about this new thing where you play the best ball out of four guys, and so if one guy hits it really well, you don't have to even hit it. And I'm like, yeah, Woody, that thing's been around for a long time.
How about this one? They have to use different courses. Who would want those nerds on your own golf course?
Oh, man. I haven't seen it here in I've never seen out on a golf course. So
someone also said at Orange Brook I've actually seen them doing soccer golf using the cages for the Frisbee golf.
Really?
Wow.
So apparently,
what's soccer golf?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
It sounds like, let's play football golf. We punt the football.
I got to get back out to Orangeburg. It looks like you go out there, you might have like 17 different things. Like, hey, this is the way you use a golf course, man.
Can you imagine finally getting the time to get and play 18, and you get there and you're either in front or back of some Frisbee guys?
Oh, or even better, and a guy's got a soccer ball lined up in the tee box.
or Pele walks out there, right?
Yes, sir, what the hell
I
are
will
you doing?
Say this because I haven't seen it. So, is there besides Orange Brook, is there another golf course that you see him playing Frisbee?
No one has texted it in yet. They've said Orange Brook's come up now six times. The only other thing that's come up is Markham Park, but that, you know, we're not talking
that's
about
a
golf
park.
Course.
Yeah.
Right.
I still think the answer has to be no. That course that I played that, you know, best ball thing at was really nice. It was the one up by you and Davey with the gopher.
Caddyshack.
Oh.
Yeah, that one. Right. And I just can't picture someone. The course was nice. I can't picture, like, a group of dudes walking around with Frisbees.
That's a private golf course. I'm surprised you got out there. Was one of your buddies a member out there?
Yeah, I had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me play, obviously.
It's called Grand Oaks, by the way.
Right.
Used to be Rolling Hills. Used to be Rolling Hills. A regular after workouts of all the guys going out there to play and just hacking and just great times.
The JT golf tournament.
No, I'm
spot,
going way
right?
back with Bo and no,
well,
but you're right. Jason did have his event out there when he had his golf tournament, charity golf tournament. He did
I get invited to play in golf tournaments all the time.
You do?
Yeah, you're on a roll today, man. All right.
Frisbee golf tournaments or regular ones?
They give them the wrong date to come out. Like, hey, that tournament's like Tuesday afternoon. Come on out. You can play. And you show them, like, where's everybody? What else you got coming in this morning, Zach?
Someone just texted. Can you imagine being stuck in a golf cart with that ass clown and a best ball for 3 hours?
They don't let people share carts anymore right now.
Not now.
Mm. Yeah. So I had my own carts. No one had to worry about it.
Mm. Let's see. Yeah, and other people are just saying they have to have different courses. They can't. I mean, but if you, I guess the Orange Brook crowd saying it's right there on the course with you. There's a lot coming in on that.
Huh.
Wow.
I feel like there's got to be a thing there though, like between the golfers and the Frisbee golfers, right? Like, isn't that like skiers versus snowboarders?
Well, I mean, if you're playing golf out there and you see a dude with a Frisbee.
Yeah,
like,
but there's like a dislike between the communities. Like, if you're ever on the mountain, like, you know, like the skiers and the snowboarders don't really mesh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
No, they're like enemies, like cats
and dogs. I could see where a guy over a golf ball is getting ready to swing and sees a guy throwing something.
Throwing a Frisbee? Kicking a soccer ball? I mean, come on.
There'd be a problem. Because I got to tell you, when guys are over the golf ball, they don't want you talking. They don't want you moving. They don't want to hear anything. They want to concentrate. And if they hit a bad, they are right away looking at whoever was moving, made a sound. Yeah, they are salty. There's no question about it.
Someone just texted in, Killian's Greens soccer golf starts at 4 when you can't get an 18 by night. Soccer golf, yes.
That's new to me. That's something brand new. Brand new to me.
Amelia and Hialeah has a nice disc golf course. Just be aware they steal your Frisbees there.
hurry to grab it. Some kids got it. Right. And you're going, I can't catch him. Look how fast that damn kid's running. I got no shot. Bring it back. That could get expensive.
At Orange Brook, the disc is off to the side, so it's never on the fairway or off the tee box. That's your plan in the rough on the other side of some trees that line in the fairways. So it's there, but off a little bit to the side.
I feel like we're promoting Orange Brook today pretty
right. Good. I mean, there's been like 10 texts.
The only thing, we might as well have the general manager call us or the head pro there and just say, hey, by the way, $45 for a round right now while we're doing it.
I'll look into this during the break, but can you imagine like if they opened up the range for these guys too? Like you get to the range at 3:30 to hit some balls.
Oh, God.
And you see guys got like walks up with a bag of soccer balls.
Or a bag of Frisbees and just throwing them.
Yeah. There'd be some people. Especially you start throwing the beer that usually guys have, especially on the weekend. Yeah. There might be some problems here.
You drink during soccer golf too?
No. I haven't been on a golf course for a while. All right. We've got Coach Q going to join us, and why not? I mean, that was a wild one last night. It was headed towards looking like they were going to get shut out for a second straight game after being shut out for 5.5 periods and 3 goals in 3.5 minutes. Maybe it had to do with the repairs on the boards in the corner, man. Got them just all focused back in. 3 goals in 3.5 minutes. We'll talk to Coach Q next from the Panthers, man. And that was a crazy one. That was a crazy one. But right now, I want to talk to you for just a second about sports-related injuries because it happens almost every day. Joe, where do the pros go? Can I get in to see one of those doctors? Well, I will tell you where most of the professional teams in this town go, like Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, part of Baptist Health, down in Coral Gables, is where all of our teams, most of the teams go. You know why? Because they've got some of the best doctors in the business anywhere in the country. We got high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country that come here. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement. For a lot of guys my age are going through that. And it's not just a successful surgery. It's the therapy, doing it the right way, and getting you back out, playing the sports you love the most at Baptist Health. They're so good at what they do. And those doctors, yes, you can still see those same doctors that work on athletes every day for a living and take care of all of our professional teams. You will be able to get in and see that same group. I got more really good news, though. I want to tell you, Baptist Health said, Broward County, we didn't forget about you. They got a brand new facility right off 595 in Pine Island. I've been getting back in hip therapy over there for the last month. It is unbelievable, and all those great doctors are over there. They're all there going, wow, what are you doing here, man? It's great to see you, getting people healthy. It's all about one goal, get you back out playing the sports you love the most, no matter what age you are. And they do it better than anybody. Visit Baptist Health. .net/ortho to make an appointment today. All right, we are back trying to find Coach Q right now, who probably went out and got liquored up last night after that game. He probably had to throw a couple of down.
When you? After that?
No, that's just unbelievable to get up this morning.
Right.
6.5 minutes left, down 2-0. And just look like, I mean, I don't know anybody else's thing. I'm like, damn, they might get shut out. Second straight game, which is kind of weird for one of the best 2 or 3 records in the NHL. And all of a sudden, they have a 9-minute delay sitting there watching, and I'm watching 3 guys working on fixing the boards and putting in the plexiglass or whatever they use and trying to fit. I go, oh, God, this is going to be forever. They're down 2-0. I'm done. I'm in 6.5, you know. And they come back with 3 goals in 3.5 minutes. Big Bob was great, by the way. Had a nice bounce-back game after talk has been about the other goalies so much. He has 37 saves last night. And this team is they've had about every kind of win possible early on this year. But that was a huge one because can you imagine you get shut out and you lose 2 games in a row? All of a sudden, there's a little doubt like, well, I know their goalies are good for Dallas, but my God. And they come back and get 3 goals in about 3.5 minutes to win that game the way they did last night. Just a really, really great story. Great story. So we'll try to find Coach Q, see if you can get him, if he's in meetings and stuff. It is going to be rapid fire, man, for games. They're going to be bouncing right back at it here tomorrow night, I believe. Tomorrow night they play?
Yep, tomorrow, Monday, and then they go on another 10-day road trip.
Wow. Yeah, it's playing 3 games in 4 days with the Stars, too, by the way. Talk about getting to know your guys you're playing against, right? And so that was it. And by the way, the Heat, in action tonight against the Jazz, who have the best record by far in the NBA with 26-6 start. What a nice story. Now, they stayed healthy, and they don't look like for the originators of the COVID-19. They have done a really good job playing together. Remember, you know what's so funny? Remember we didn't know if Gobert and Mitchell would play together?
Right.
I didn't even know if Mitchell would come back. Like, I thought he might just, I'm going to play it out and go to a bigger market or, you know, go to somewhere else, more of an NBA market. The guy signed, stayed. They end up being able to get both those guys done and both all-stars together and look like they're fine. And, right. And remember, I mean, Mitchell was pissed about the Gobert.
Oh, there was a riff.
He was salty, man. Like, you know, you're just irresponsible, dude. And, you know, our whole team and – basically shut the friggin' team down, and you're joking around with the media, and it was a bad look. And the guy said, hey, man, I messed up and didn't take it seriously. He taking it seriously now after we just hit 500,000-plus deadness this country.
By the way, Joe, Utah's won 4 of the last 5, three of those against the Clippers, Lakers, and Philly.
So it's a good test tonight. Really, really good test with the Heat. Having most of their guys back and everything else. By the way, great weekend of stuff here in South Florida to Stephen Ross and everybody else, Tom Garfinkel at Hard Rock, for getting this boxing match here with Canelo Alvarez and that whole card tonight. I guess they're expecting somewhere between 15,000 and 20,000 at the stadium for that. And then NASCAR's going, don't forget about us, man. Down at Homestead, the Dixie Vodka 400. I think they're going to allow about 10,000 fans for that, for the race heads out there as well. So we got a little something for everybody coming
college
up here.
College basketball tomorrow.
College basketball. Well, I'll tell you what, that's been a rough one.
Yep.
What's going on? How much longer can this go on? Short on scholarships.
Well, the season ends in March.
The mystery. No, you know what I'm saying. The mystery of their best player, whatever happened to him. It's the worst ankle I've ever seen.
Ever.
It's got to be the worst ankle injury of all time. Does he practice or is he just done?
Well, so the last game out was one of the more obvious ones. Like, you watch these teams warm up, and you know, I'm one of the lucky few that gets to go into the Watsco Center and watch these games, and you're watching the two teams warm up, and Miami's got like 7 guys, you know, in warm-up.
You get tired
uniforms.
Just doing the layup drills.
Yeah, and I'm like,
again?
First of all, well, the first thing I'm wondering is, like, how do they practice?
Well, they bring on the walk-ons from the local fraternity?
No, I'm being serious. It's probably very difficult from the practice, and then you look across and you see Florida State, who is probably going to be a Final Four team if things break well for them.
And Leonard's done
They're
a great
really,
job.
Really good.
Leonard has done a great job.
And you look at Florida State, and they got 20 guys in warm-ups and all these, you know, NBA bodies and all this other stuff. And it's kind of crazy what FSU has put together over there.
Hamilton,
that team is
man.
Really, really good.
So is this more about – so explain to me. I know injury's part of it. One guy got kicked off the team.
So you have your two – a big problem right now is you have your two point guards are not playing. Harlan Beverly is out for the season, and Chris Likes is out, I guess, indefinitely at this point. And so you don't have a true point guard anymore. So you're struggling right there to begin with, and then you're just shorthanded
I'm not trying to beat you up on the Chris Likes thing, but he ain't exactly going to be a first-round pick, and I know he's a really good player. And
I would actually expect him back. I mean, he's not going to the NBA.
Expect him back to
just
next
usually,
season,
just
not
usually,
this season.
No,
kinda,
not this season, and not right. at this point.
Like everybody wants right. to play. Like, it's just was a high ankle sprain. Is that what we're calling it?
You can call it whatever you want. I don't.
Just everybody just kind of leaves it alone. Like, you know, he's not playing again tonight. No,
he's there. He's there at every game.
Does he practice with him?
No, I would assume he doesn't practice.
Nope, still not feeling right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's No, I was just curious, man.
It's been a very tough season for those guys, and you feel for Coach L because they were very competitive at the start of the season, but you can tell, I mean, things have just caught up to them now, and the games have not been as close. But in the beginning of the season, they were hanging with everyone. They were playing tight. They were winning some games.
But Coach L's dealt with it. This has been ongoing. Like,
but this is as bad as it's been. I mean, it's bad. They are dealing with a lot of guys are hurt. you know, the guys that are even playing, some of them are banged up. It's tough right now. And then you get a team like FSU, it's like the perfect storm. I mean, FSU is really good. And they jumped on them quick, and that was it.
Yeah, they're not going to win. I mean, I get it. And one guy's thinking about going to the NBA, and the other guy's got to get home and work on a frigging chemistry test. I mean, I get it. I mean, once like it's a different deal.
I just like talking college basketball with you here because it's like the end of February. March is almost here, and we got to fill out some brackets, my man.
Okay.
And you can't put Kentucky and Kansas and all these – North Carolina right. or Duke. You can't put all them in there for your
Gonzaga?
Final Four.
Saw Gonzaga on
Gonzaga
my
– you can throw in there.
On my SI coverage of just reading it the other day in the bathroom here 2 days ago.
Yeah, Gonzaga's the favorite.
How the hell did they get on the front cover? The front cover is kind of a big deal for, you know, on SI.com, you know, on the magazine is how many times you've been on the magazine. You know, Ali was on X amount of times and Jordan and – You know, you got on that bad boy. That was
the Zags.
Zags are there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Can you fill out a bracket this year?
Yeah, I always fill out one. Sure.
Always good at donating the 20 to the cause.
Yeah, I don't do very well. I had Young Greg in here who lives in.
Oh, my goodness.
Young Greg Likens. I'll say one thing. I hope he's out there listening somewhere. And
there's a kid that hates Tiger Woods that you talked about yesterday.
Yep.
That's all right if we disagree on my love for Tiger and he doesn't like him. But he knows when it comes to basketball. Now, usually, I don't know if he's doing it now because he's getting close to getting married here. But
I'm sure he is.
Is he still going out on that trip? He goes to Vegas, man.
Right, that's Vegas. First round every year.
First round, and he knows every guy on every team. Like, we used to laugh about guys got into the tournament. He goes, oh, no, I saw him play last night. They got a couple of nice players, really good three-point shooting team. You're like, all right, you got me there, man.
Have you ever done that trip? Have you ever been to Vegas for March Madness?
I have been out there while it was going on, but I was out there for a boxing match. When they used to pick up my tab to NBC to go out and watch Tyson fights.
I've done Vegas once, and I was in the Bahamas once at Crystal Palace for the first round.
Yeah, but I have not done it. No, I have not gone out.
It's a lot of fun.
Not gone out there specifically for all the games. By the way, morning, noon, and night, man, they get rolling, and it keeps on going. It's pretty fun. Well, listen, we haven't been able to find Coach Q. So we do have Mike Florio that's coming up in 9 o'clock hour. You know, I just hope he's not putting a whammy on himself as the head coach of the team, because he's had great success the day before he's come on.
That's right.
Matter of fact,
you think a show jinx?
Huh?
Show jinx? You're saying for not calling?
I believe in the whammy stuff, man. Right. And like, I'm not going to be on with those guys today. And I'm like, oh, don't do it, man. You're going to put a whammy on the team. Don't do it.
I can see now, I'm in contact with them right now, I can see if we can get a few of those reverse retro jerseys sent over. Would that, switch the karma back?
No. Freebie stuff?
Have
you seen those jerseys?
Right. I don't know. They're but nice.
Those jerseys are awesome.
They're really nice. That's why we get the sleaziest of all the media outlets. We are by ourselves, the sleaziest group.
Come on, Joe, say the motto. If it's free, we'll take three.
Well, we take
if it's
three.
Free, it's me.
Yeah,
right.
We like free stuff.
Well, I asked first, so I get the first one.
You take whatever. Woody, you take whatever you want. We got 9 o'clock hour. We're going to jump back here.
How many Panthers jerseys do you have with your name on the back?
Oh, my God.
You must have a few, right?
I can't get rid of them. I must have 10 or 12.
I only have two. I'm catching up, though.
Got a bunch. And they're big boy jerseys. They are big boy.
Bring me one so I can wear it. I might be going to the game this
weekend.
Oh, yeah. Bring me one. I'll be hey, I'm Joe Rose's friend.
I'm going to jump right on that. But right now what I want to do is, before we get to 9 o'clock hours, get telling you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I really don't want you to miss out if you're in the market for a new car, truck, or SUV this weekend. South Florida Chevy dealers, this is the best it's ever been, and it's not even close, especially with the new Tahoes and Suburbans and that new look. You talk about on fire right now. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you're like me and you like a lot of space, and not only a lot of space for yourself to be comfortable driving around South Florida, but for everybody in your family, you really can't beat, from look and comfort and everything else, the new Suburbans and Tahoes. You really can't. And right over to our midsize SUVs like the Traverse. Oh, my God. What that Traverse, I just want to say this, man. It's worth the test drive. It's a midsize SUV. it really is spacious enough to accommodate a big family, your growing family, but it doesn't compromise any of the style. Because a lot of people want smaller SUVs. I see them every day. I don't know if you can beat a Traverse, man. An Equinox SUV or smaller SUV, still got a lot of style to it. And, of course, the Chevy Blazer, super sexy. You know, I can go on about Silverado trucks. I always say I put all the Silverado trucks right out in front for everybody to see when you're going to a South Florida Chevy dealer. We absolutely have the perfect truck for you and your lifestyle. Family and working trucks, the combo trucks, we got them all for you. Strong, durable, and we got great deals on them right now. Hey, this weekend, I want you to make sure you spend some time while you're shopping around. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealer. We got locations all over Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. You are absolutely going to have a great experience and fall in love and just sit down and get an unbelievable deal. Hey, I can afford that at your South Florida Chevy dealers.